Our story starts in London in 1873. Mr. Fogg is an English gentleman living alone. He is a rich person, but he lives a modest life. He just fired his servant because he was always late. Good afternoon, Mr. Fogg. I've been told you are looking for a new assistant. Sit down, please. What's your name?
My name is Passepartout, sir.
I suppose you are French, but you don't have an accent. How come?
I've traveled a lot. Now I'm looking for a quiet job. No adventures, please.
Adventures? Don't even think about it.
I won't disappoint you, sir.
One more thing before we sign the contract.
Please, tell me what time it is.
4 p.m., sir.
It's 5 minutes after 4. Don't forget, time is precious.
You are right, sir. I promise it won't happen again.
From this moment, you are in my service.
I have to go to my club now. We always drink tea at 5 o'clock.
I'll be home by 8.
Precisely.
Have a nice day, sir.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Mr. Fogg.
How are you, my friends?
Everything is fine.
Quiet life.
Yes, sir. Just another normal day.
Gentlemen, I have news for you.
Sensation.
Bank of England robbed. £40,000 in banknotes stolen.
A reward of £1,000.
Wow.
Calm down. How does he look?
He is tall, about 30 years of age. Black hair, brown eyes, face a little pale.
He won't get far, not with a description like that in the hands of the police.
No country would be safe for him. We will go around the world to find him.
That's a great idea. But don't forget, we only have 80 days.
Around the world in 80 days? Are you kidding me?
This is not possible.
It is. I'll be back by Christmas.
Sounds like a good plan.
Are you sure you will be back in time?
No worries. A true English gentleman like Mr. Fogg is never late. I'm leaving tonight at 8 o'clock, and I'll be back in 80 days at 8 o'clock.
Such a good job. Finally, I can relax, and no need to travel anymore.
Passepartout, get ready. We are leaving right now.
What? It's not even 8 o'clock.
Hurry up. We have to leave in an hour.
What's happening, sir?
We're going around the world in 80 days.
Bring me my baggage.
Here it is, sir. Will you explain what's happening?
I'm going to catch a thief who robbed the Bank of England.
I need your help.
Yes, sir, but...
No, but your help will be rewarded.
Bonjour, messieurs.
Welcome to Paris.
Hello, sir. You better talk to Passepartout. I don't really speak French.
Bonjour, monsieur. Do you live here?
Oi, oi. Je suis français.
I don't think you are French. Your accent sounds too English.
Who are you, and what do you want?
Oh, okay. My name is Mr. Fix. I'm a detective from London. And I promise I'll find a thief soon.
Ha ha ha. Excuse me? What's your name again?
I am Passepartout, and this is my boss, Mr. Fogg.
Excuse me.
I'd like to know what Mr. Fogg told you about the thief.
Nothing much. I only know that he is a gentle Englishman.
That's strange.
Don't you know that he looks completely like Fogg? Tall, handsome, dark hair, brown eyes.
Mr. Fogg is an honest man.
The greatest robbers always look like an honest man.
Hello, everyone. I am the owner of this gallery. I hope you like it.
My Emile and I, we like art so much. Enjoy.
And let me know if you want to buy some paintings. I'll be happy to sell it.
Excuse me, I've heard about you. Mr. Fogg, and Passport too, right? I have something to tell you. It might help you to find the thief.
Yes, please.
What can we do in return? I only ask you to rescue me. This person is not my husband. He makes me draw these paintings and then sells them.
Can we help her, sir?
I think that's a bad idea. Do you remember we have to come back to London by Christmas? Here is a thief.
What?
Arrest him. You look exactly like a thief. Hands up. You will go with us.
Hey, I know where to go. Just follow me.
Catch him.
Are you ready? Run.
Thanks for helping us.
She helped us, and now it's our turn to help her.
You are right, Passepartout. She can join our adventure.
Thank you very much.
After reaching India, they take a train from Bombay to Calcutta. Mr. Fogg learns that the Daily Telegraph article was wrong. The railroad ends at Kolbe and starts again 50 miles further on at Allahabad. Mr. Fogg buys an elephant, hires a guide, and starts towards Allahabad.
Such a nice country. Look at these dancers. They are amazing.
We've been traveling for so long. When will we find a thief?
Be patient, Passepartout.
A thief? You told me you were tourist.
Yes, we are tourists.
Of course.
You can tell me the truth. I think I can help you.
Have you heard something about the thief?
No, I haven't. But I'm pretty sure these dancers know something.
Let's ask them.
People saw an English gentleman in the old temple this morning. But it's really difficult to get there. If you go alone, you will surely get lost in the jungle.
Oh, can you take us there?
Sure, but you should promise that you will let me join your adventure. I've always wanted to be a traveler, not a guide.
On the next day, they finally got the temple. The way was very dangerous, but they could do it.
Here we are. Such a beautiful temple. Let's talk to monks. Maybe they know something.
Oh no, you forgot to take off your shoes.
It's okay. Why would I take my shoes off?
Do we do that in England?
Not really, but this is not England.
You might even get arrested for that.
Here you go. Now I have a chance to arrest you.
This time we won't let you go.
Run!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to China.
Let's talk to people around. Maybe they know something.
I'll check the market. I'll check the post office.
Great. What about you, Passepartout?
I will check the restaurants and bars where he could go.
That's a good idea. I will buy tickets for a steamer.
We're leaving tonight at 6 p.m. Don't be late.
Here is your tea, sir.
You?
Again.
No worries. I'm not going to call the police. I just want to talk to you.
Okay. I'm listening.
I think I found the criminal. I will catch him in a few days in New York.
By the way, the train will leave earlier than planned. You should board at 5 o'clock, not 6.
But you won't be able to inform your friends.
Why?
Oh no, have you poisoned me?
Ha ha ha.
We are one day late. The steamer will leave tomorrow morning. We won't make it on time.
If only what?
We need to find another steamer to go to London.
There is one destined for Bordeaux, France.
I think we can talk to the captain.
It's very expensive. We don't have enough money.
Let's try.
Hello, sir.
We have a very interesting offer for you.
What? Offer?
I'm not interested. I'm going to Africa tonight.
What? Africa? Aren't you supposed to go to France?
Yes. But those English gentlemen promised me £2,000 if I take him to Africa.
Good deal, right?
This person is a criminal. Take us to London and we will give you more than that once police arrest him. I'll be happy to help you. Please, welcome on board.
Fogg, Passport 2 and others arrive at London, where police takes a criminal. Everybody is upset. They came late.
I'm sorry, my friends. We couldn't make it.
It's okay, Mr. Fogg.
Thanks for helping us, sir.
Sorry for taking you for a criminal.
Ho, ho, ho. Have you heard that?
What?
Ho, ho, ho.
Is it Santa?
Santa Claus?
Of course this is me. Today is Christmas.
What?
Christmas? Today?
Of course. Today is 24th December.
Wow. Merry Christmas.
We won the wager.
Passport learned that he was mistaken in the date, which he took to be Sunday, December 25th, but which was actually Saturday, December 24th. It happened because they traveled eastward, gaining a day. They are happy to celebrate Christmas together.
Merry Christmas!